Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream, rather, at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call-in question or a statement or anything like that, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And today, I have one of the managers, if not the general manager, if not the big boss of Big Daddy's, Coco, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Because of you, I am doing great.
Oh, fantastic.
Fairbanks, they were the rescue of the rescue mission. They did 10 or 11 smoked turkeys for me out of 17, and you did them all on Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
And you supplied them to them at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. As per what all of us semi-professional and professionals like yourself do. But you guys nailed it. You had different sized turkeys, a little bit of everything.
Yep.
And you rocked it. Thank you.
Oh, of course. We were happy to help.
You know, it's interesting how incorporated Big Daddy's is into the city of Fairbanks in so many ways in giving.
Yeah, we've been around for quite a while.
And you know, I called up Jeff and boom, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah,
then I come over to see you, you know, on a Tuesday saying, you know, or Wednesday, whatever day it was, and Monday, and you're looking at me with these big doe eyes. What?
I had no idea. No heads up
actually,
whatsoever.
You're on the phone with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And your cook who I met there. You know, he took them all and put them in the refrigerator.
Oh, we love Bobby. He's great.
Oh, I love Bobby now, too. I really love Bobby. And, you know, then I came over on Wednesday afternoon and, yep, all ready to go. And Bobby was going to be there in the morning to smoke them and get them going in your large commercial smoker.
Yep.
And I was even saying, I can transfer them over to you and you are, no, you know, you got that down.
Oh, yeah. We're always happy to jump, too.
So what was it like, you know, on Thanksgiving, when you're closed, but you're open for helping everyone.
Actually, that morning, let's see, my daughter and I had got up to start cooking Thanksgiving dinner for our family. It was just a small, you know, at home with my husband, my kids, my mom. And my son, you know, hides in his room. He's 17. He likes doing his own thing. And when I finally coaxed him downstairs from his video games, I was like, hey, let's go on a trip. And he's like, where?
Questioning authority.
Yeah. As if we're going to go drop off.
Typical 17-year-old boy. Oh, now you see the 17-year-old daughter. No, I'm not doing it. He's just saying where. So, okay, less barriers.
Yes. So I said, we're going to go pick up some turkeys from the restaurant and take them down to the rescue mission. And he kind of molded over for a second. And he was like, I guess I should get out of the house. I was like, all right, I'll take it. So we get down there. Bobby, our cook, who had gone down, I think he started at like 6 a.m. to smoke the turkey.
Yeah.
He said it was going to be done pretty early. I told him, just give me a quick heads up. Let me know. I'll start my car and head down there to go pick him up. Oh, I forgot. I need to go pick up those tubs that I left him. Good reminder.
Okay.
So, but we get down there and I just start talking to some of the staff that's down there.
At the rescue mission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all wonderful, very welcoming, very kind people. I didn't realize that a lot of them actually come into the restaurant on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
But I got to see their kitchen, which was absolutely, I'm jealous. Like, it's such a big, huge kitchen.
Clean.
Yes.
Clean.
Very clean.
Yeah.
And there's so much space to move around back there. And I was like, man, I wish I had a kitchen like this.
Coco, let's go hurt them. Let's go take over that kitchen. Let's be pirates.
And they have such a huge, like, everything there is just, it's just so nice. And I just couldn't believe it. So when he was like, oh, you're going to love our kitchen, I walked back there. I was like, I can't keep looking at this. I got to go.
They're geared up for creating 200 meals at a time.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's what the size of their kitchen is.
That's just insane.
Yeah. And about 12, 14 years ago, they got in touch with me when the prior Rodney was the executive director with a barbecue association if we had, you know, do the turkeys for them on Thanksgiving. So of course we would. And so some of us would go down there with our smokers, but we also started deep frying them.
Oh, how did that go?
We didn't burn anything up, and we learned by doing, and we did it well. And
good.
And then what would happen is we get so many volunteers that I stopped going. You know, I'd go down there, and everyone wants to do this or do that. Fairbanks is such a giving town.
Oh yeah.
So what I started doing was going to the Immaculate Conception Church and doing dishes starting at 9 a.m.
Oh, there you go.
You know, that'd do my volunteerism there because the rescue mission, they had all these wonderful barbecue cooks down there, and
yeah.
You know. Boiling things in hot oil, treating fowl foully in many ways, you know, having a blast, you know, and doing hams also. And then COVID shut that down.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, so then you had a new executive director. And so for two or three years, you know, never did it. I'm the Barbecue Association, I was based in Palmer.
Right, yeah. They had a huge.
Yeah. And so. But Perry Kelly, you know, she saw me in October and she asked me if I could do 15 or so turkeys for her. And like a bonehead, I said, of course I can. Of course I can.
Of course, no big deal.
You know, in November, I started thinking about, oh, David, what do you do? I better call Jeff and some of my other homies. So, and some of us had a little competition. We had a throwdown.
Oh.
Oh yeah, on who had the best turkey, and I didn't compete against Bobby, but you know, hey, did a good turkey, and it was just a lot of fun with some of my friends.
That's good.
And you know, you're enjoying it, and anyway.
Well, we do something similar in May, actually. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we started a barbecue competition. I think
yeah.
we've been there for
a couple
of them.
Oh, yeah.
But we started, I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeff came to me and he was like, hey, I need you to get this off the ground. And I was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, my background was doing events and stuff at my previous job. He's like, I want to have a barbecue competition and I want it to be a benefit for the Lathrop High School football team.
Yep.
So that's how it started. And that was while his son, of course, was playing football. So, you know, it was great. And the football team came down and participated in the whole thing. And the first year was actually a pretty decent turnout. Once we start advertising that across social media, we get a lot of people that came up from Palmer, West LA, Anchorage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that whole barbecue, Alaskan barbecue
genre.
Crowd.
Yeah.
Yes. They all came up to participate. So I think now we're in our fifth or sixth year of doing it. We'll do this May.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually right around Cinco de Mayo. But more recently, we've had students participate. So teenagers.
You know, what we'll do is we'll work on next year for you, getting some more of the military out there.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
There's always incredible military people from Texas, California.
Actually, the first year we had a gentleman that was here with military, but he was actually from Germany, I think.
Yeah.
And he was participating. So we kind of scrambled at the last minute to get him all of his equipment that he needed
so
that he can participate. He actually threw down pretty well.
Yeah, he beat me. I want to hurt that German jerk. I'm part German, so I can say that.
He had a pretty decent
I am
rolling.
A sore loser, Coco.
That's okay.
I put on a positive spin, but
that's okay. It makes for a better show.
Yes, it does. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Coco, how do you pronounce that unique last name?
Fiorenzi.
Fiorenzi. Fiorenzi.
Fiorenzi.
We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Gavora Fine Wine's four-day Black Friday wine sale is on now. Save up to 50 to 70% off over 400 different wines, champagnes, reds, whites, and sparkling. Buy six bottles or more and receive an additional 10% off. It's Gavora Fine Wine's four-day wine sale going on right now through Monday. This year, treat your friends, family, and holiday party guests to some spectacular wines while you save up to 50 to 70% off. Shop early for the best selection on wines for every occasion. Gavora's Fine Wine, open every day in the Gavora Mall.
The Alaska Comedy Showcase is proud to welcome the world-famous Sklar Brothers. You've seen their Netflix special or their two Comedy Central specials, Curb Your Enthusiasm, America's Got Talent, and more. Now, catch them live Saturday, December 3rd at 6:30 or 9 p.m. at the intimate Firehouse Theater inside Goldie's. Tickets are available in advance at aktickets.com. The Alaska Comedy Showcase with the Sklar Brothers, brought to you by Zach's Restaurant at Sophie Station and KFAR. For more info, go to alaskacomedy.com.
Listen to KFAR Monday through Friday at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. for the Precious Metals Report, brought to you by the Gold Buyers of Alaska. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail. They specialize in refining, assaying, and buying and selling of gold bullion and refined mine materials. Three locations in the great state of Alaska, including here in Fairbanks at 915 30th Avenue. The Precious Metals Report, Monday through Friday on KFAR at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. Ask a miner who they trust. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching zero. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 22 below. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 14 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Coco Ferenzi.
Yes.
You asked me a question, and the answer is I started this as my going today is my start of my seventh year.
Congratulations. On being
on the, on being on the radio.
That's wonderful.
It's gone by so fast.
Do you I know you just started your new job. Congratulations, by the way.
Or condolences.
or condolences, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So is this job going to be
I don't look at this as a job.
This is
more like a lunch hour of, you know, I'm a real estate broker, and I never take a lunch hour, so my real estate office is right across the parking lot.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, I says, okay, I get a lunch hour, and so going to continue this. Going to continue being a real estate broker, being mayor.
Wow, when are you going to sleep?
I got a lot of sleep this weekend.
Okay.
It was really nice. But actually, you know, the way I looked at it, it's layered. My busy time being mayor, I knew, would be November.
Right.
When you start your budget, going into December, passing your budget, getting all that. Your slow time when you're a broker is November, December, and January.
Yeah. Well, for here, I'm
so,
sure.
So so far it's layered very well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Convenient. Still busy with both, but, you know, went through my first budget at City Mayor, and we start the first reading of it tonight, and the second reading of it will be, the first reading of it is tonight. I believe the second reading is December 7th. Okay. We're right in there. And so, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And then got one labor contract we're working on, and those are your big ticket items, and lots of things that I'm working on also. But it, you know, I get to use all my facilities to, in many ways, and that's what I enjoy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your net spreads very far.
Ah, what the heck? I'm a Fairbankson.
There you go.
Sort of like your net, you know? How long you been down at the Big Daddy's?
Big Daddy's, I think last October was 6 years.
Wow.
So just over 6 years. Yeah. So actually, so far, it's been my absolute favorite job.
You know, I talked with Jeff when he, you know, good guy. You know, I catch up with him about 3 to 5 times a year. And him and Jen, just great people. So I asked him how it was going down there for him.
Right.
Big daddy's in a business way. And he's very honest. He goes, it's going so great. And I go, you're having no staff issues like everyone? He goes, oh, no, we got a great staff.
Oh, yeah.
We got people there. And therefore, we can serve the public, you know, for the restaurant.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Our staff is wonderful, actually. Over the last few years, we've worked really hard at making sure that we provided a really good environment for our staff.
You know,
a family environment, which is what I tell everybody. Excuse me. And so far, I couldn't be happier with the staff that I have. They're all such wonderful, good people. They're very hardworking. They do such a great job of taking care of our guests and taking care of the restaurant.
Yeah.
I absolutely love my staff. I think they're wonderful.
You know, I'm going to say something sort of disparaging. Harold Grossma, the owner, founder of Big Daddy's,
mm-hmm.
he ruined me.
Uh-oh.
For life on brisket. I will never go into a restaurant again and order brisket.
He does a great job.
Because I had his competition brisket. And there is a certain, you know, you can't do that in a restaurant like he did that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really liked brisket until that moment. And then I was ruined. Ruined on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Now I love brisket, you know, but that jerk.
Yeah, he's actually been a part of our competition a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
He's in a really good job.
Yeah, he's doing great. Still a very close friend of mine. And, but man, when I, you know, whatever. But also, I had his in a competition. It's like, there's no going back.
Nope. No, he does a great job with his brisket. In fact, that competition is probably one of my favorite days of the year. Just because it's like a Christmas for me.
Yeah.
The food, everything that they come up with, everyone.
Yeah.
Always just the most amazing food that gets turned in.
You know, when I first started it, what I did was I didn't compete. So I put it on, I founded it. I said, okay, here's the deal, everyone. You got 4 turn-in boxes, right? You know, chicken, ribs, pork butt, brisket.
Right.
This is your 5th turn-in box. I get your second place entries because I don't get paid for this. I'm getting all the money for you. I'm doing all this. I want a box of your food. And for about 3 weeks after that, oh, I had the best barbecue.
They make such good food.
I know, you know. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, before you start giving your stuff out to the public, I get the second place.
Yep, exactly. That's probably like my favorite thing. And every year when they get, I start that day probably 6 o'clock in the morning. I get up, I like jump out of bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited to try all the different food. I love food.
I know, so do I. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's trying everyone else's food, you know, and you're going, oh, this guy's going to so kick my butt.
Yes.
How'd you do that?
Yeah. They've asked, actually, quite a few of them have asked me for the last couple of years when I'm going to start competing with them. I'm afraid to.
No, don't. That's what happened with me. You know, after about the beginning of the 4th year, I said, you know, I'm going to try this. And I did. And, hey, did very well. Won some, you know, I put in some competitions there. The Alaska Championship for Seafood and Alaska Championship for Steak. I had won a couple of those. I won ribs one time, came in second chicken. Had some, we have some one-day events with chicken ribs, and I started having everyone do a tri-tip, the meat. And just, I'd always kick everyone's rear tri-tip, you know. And, So, but it made me become a much better cook. And no matter what happens out there, something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
So how fast do you recover without it affecting you? And it has to be immediate. What I tell people is, you know, I look at them and say, I'm a field competitive cook. When I go out into the field, there's no going back.
Right. Yeah.
When something's going to happen.
Well, I love cooking.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of the time when I cook at home, the very few rare times that my kids actually get a home-cooked meal.
Mine are usually, you know, something over the kitchen sink that I eat, unless I got guests coming over.
Yeah, there you go. So I love cooking. Most of the time it's, you know, some kind of Italian noodles, spaghetti,
You had me at Italian, but noodles and spaghetti. Now, most people don't understand, you know, spaghetti is not a noodle.
Mm-mm.
That's you know, the noodles I like are, it's also called a macaroni. Yep. Now, what's your favorite style noodle?
My favorite style is probably the fettuccine noodles.
That's not a noodle. That's a pasta.
Pasta. Yeah. Oh, my favorite side of noodles?
What's your favorite pasta? Let's just go pasta.
My favorite pasta?
Is fettuccine Alfredo?
Well, I love it. Actually, we just had fettuccine Alfredo last night for dinner. It was really delicious.
Yeah.
But my husband and I discovered on the chef show there was this really simple meal to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a snack meal, but it's just basic noodles or like pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But you brown a lot of garlic in olive oil. and then you toss the noodles in that and then just sprinkle some Parmesan and parsley on it.
Yeah.
It's a very simple meal.
It's so good.
Oh, and then there's pepper flakes that go on it.
Yeah.
Most delicious, simple midnight snack we could possibly hope for. And it's super easy and fast to make.
My favorite pasta is the rigatoni. And my favorite style is you can get it over at Safeway, the DeSico rigatoni size 24 noodle. And that's what I grew up with. My mom was full Italian, and twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays, we'd have pasta. Would have, you know, be it spaghetti, shell, or the rigatoni.
Yummy.
Oh, and so her family was from central Italy. So, and then, you know, I taught myself the Alfredo sauces.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's so many ways to make a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there is no wrong way.
Right.
And what you just, if you have a good pasta, like you just described, all you need is the garlic, the olive oil, some Parmesan cheese on top, some red pepper flake, and you're good.
Yep.
It's that easy.
Oh, I know. It's the most delicious, probably worst thing to eat at midnight.
There's two types of people in the world. There's us Italians and everyone who wants to eat like us.
How true.
Who doesn't like Italian cooking?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't met anybody. Actually, my daughter loves Italian cooking. She has been working really hard on her skills as far as cooking. They get to go down to Colorado to visit their dad every year, and every year she spends some time with her grandmother and then her great-grandmother, and they both spend a bunch of time teaching her their recipes.
Mom's recipe, who brought her over, her grandmother brought her over from Italy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and her, you know, I have the pasta fagioli and her pasta sauce,
Yeah, you can never go wrong with Italian.
No. And this is what I do at Christmas. You know, the presents I give out, I give out a Christmas basket, which is basically a dinner for three. And in it, you have the quart of the pasta sauce that I make up. And it's a 6 to 7 hour process with all the ingredients. Then I give a pound of the rigatoni DeSico size 24 noodle. Then I give a bottle of Italian wine. Then I give a box of candy, a box of Italian cookies, Milano, and then I give a thing of little North Pole coffee, one of those little coffee.
That's a perfect basket.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and I give it to people who are close friends of mine I grew up with and people who have made me successful in business.
Wonderful.
And I give out, you know, 16 to 20 a year. And, so it's, but when I'm cooking that pasta sauce, I get in the Christmas spirit of giving. Yeah, this is, you know, and then you get people, you know, they're giving me back the basket because, you know, I also get a neat basket. I say, no, you keep the basket. They go, well, if I give you back the basket, I get one next year. I go, not necessarily. Depends how successful you make me.
Right. Well, cooking is such a labor of love. And I think that's part of the reason why some cooks tend to get more frustrated because they put a lot into it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think that's part of the reason why some traditionally, you know.
You know, you want it perfect, and it's not always going to be perfect.
Exactly.
So I have the mantra, don't worry about failing. Pizza's 30 minutes out. If I blow it, pizza's 30 minutes out.
That's true. That's true. I should actually remember that for the next time I ruin a steak.
What?
I've ruined a steak before. It was awful. It was absolutely terrible.
Was it overcooked?
Yes, it was overcooked. And I think it's just oversight on my part.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and while we're gone, I'm going to be giving Coco the big what for about ruining steaks. So we'll be back after some bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some weather, and some commercials, and we'll be back after all that.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The 19-year-old suspect in a mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket changing his not guilty pleas to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges today.
Today, our client pled guilty to every count of the indictment, with the full knowledge that he will spend the rest of his life in prison with no chance of parole.
Defense attorney Brian Parker, 10 people died and 3 others were wounded in that May shooting. Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano began spewing ash and debris from its summit, prompting officials there to warn residents to prepare in case the eruption causes lava to flow toward communities. Getting home is becoming an issue for many holiday travelers.
Airlines are scrambling to untangle post-Thanksgiving travel plans, snarled by severe weather ranging from heavy rains in the northeast to thunderstorms in the south and snow in the Pacific Northwest.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that Parks and Rec's budget underscores workforce concerns. Donnie Hayes, director of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Recreation Department, made his initial budget presentation to the borough's Parks and Recreation Commission last week, highlighting a need for staff and specific equipment going into the next fiscal year. Hayes told the commission the budget recommendation was just the first step in the upcoming budget cycle. With this, we will meet with the mayor in December to discuss overall additions, especially when it comes to staffing, Hayes said. More detailed planning starts in February prior to submitting materials to the Borough Assembly. Specifically, Hayes proposed hiring a park planner, a recreation specialist for Birch Hill, a trails crew leader, and converting some seasonal specialists into a permanent part-time position. Hayes said a park planner would help update the borough's 30-year-old comprehensive plan and manage the department's various master plans, public outreach for capital projects, and zoning concerns. The planner would also oversee any Americans with Disabilities Act concerns.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Kirk and Dana Krause and the entire crew of Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing wish you and your family all of the joy this holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy holidays from the Bigfoot with the helping hand.
Wishing you, your family, and loved ones all the joy and laughter the holiday season can bring, and all the best for a happy and prosperous new year. From everyone at Solstice Medicine and Wellness, the offices of Dr. Gina Escobar.
The Alaska Comedy Showcase is proud to welcome the world-famous Sklar Brothers. You've seen their Netflix special or their two Comedy Central specials, Curb Your Enthusiasm, America's Got Talent, and more. Now, catch them live Saturday, December 3rd at 6:30 or 9 p.m. at the intimate Firehouse Theater inside Goldie's. Tickets are available in advance at aktickets.com. The Alaska Comedy Showcase with the Sklar Brothers, brought to you by Zach's Restaurant at Sophie Station and KFAR. For more info, go to alaskacomedy.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here with Coco, the general manager, head person in charge.
I like that.
The creative juices behind the operations.
Oh, yeah, that works here.
I'm doing some real sucking up, Fairbanks, if you can't tell, because you guys were incredible on Thanksgiving. You were just incredible.
Well, thank you. We were happy to help.
And your food is great, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. The only thing I don't do is when I order your incredible heaping nachos, I ask for the jalapenos to be put on the side, and you do it. Because, you know, a lot of people like heat. I like spices, but not like that.
Right.
But you know, the chicken, the pulled pork, whatever style you want, you get.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the nachos is such a huge plate, too. That's an entire meal by itself.
It's with a take-home portion.
Yeah.
That's a reheat in the microwave, man.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's one of the most popular.
Yeah. In your burnt ends, a lot of people like the brief biscuit sautéed burnt ends. And then you put it in your barbecue sauce and, oh, God. Then you know, you guys have my favorite type of French fry, the steak fries.
Those are good.
You know, they're big. They're thick.
So our French fries actually have our homemade seasoning on them.
Yeah, I know.
I think a lot of people are really addicted to.
Yes, I am. I go down there on a Wednesday night for the chicken wings, and I order this, you know, like six of these wonderful. The toning I like. And then I get the 3/4 pound order of the steak fries.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Can't go wrong with them, really.
No.
I mean, it's like the perfect side dish.
Yeah.
Everything on our menu.
And then you have your chicken wings. You can get them like about 8 different styles. And then you have 4 to 6 different barbecue sauces to put on them.
Oh, yeah. A decent combination. So there's the buffalo, the original, which is not quite as spicy as the buffalo, but it's still delicious. Sweet Honey Barbecue, which is super popular. The garlic parmesan, which is probably my favorite.
Mine too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's the best.
And then I like dipping them, you know, in either the ranch or putting the barbecue sauce, the sweet barbecue sauce on.
Oh yeah, I know. Mixing them, best thing.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're Americans. We're not traditional.
Right.
We do it our way.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what, you know, say you go down there on Wednesday night. What's the cost per wing? Like $1.25, $1.50?
$1.50 per wing. And they're the giant ones,
yeah,
too.
They're like 2 in 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, when I first started working there, I was addicted to them. Best thing ever.
Yeah. And then some people will, like when I'm with Harold, he likes his extra crispy.
Yes.
And I'm more the mama bear. I like mine just right. He's a daddy bear. You know, I want mine extra crispy.
Yep.
So you can order them how you want your wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they're smoked first, and then deep fried after that. You can ask for them grilled, but holy cow, the smoke!
Why do that?
Why? Yeah, exactly. Why? When you get them deep fried, oh, they're so good.
So you put a smoke taste on them first,
mm-hmm.
then you finish them off, and then you put your rubs on them or whatever, you know, batch them up.
Right.
Then you say, okay, here we go now. Whatever sauces you want to intermix with this, so you're gonna have about 4 to 6 different layers of taste profile.
Yep. Oh, I know. And it's hard to say no to them. I mean, once you get started, it's just, you're just forever eating wings.
Now this is a good thing because you put on the table a roll of paper towels.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
And then, you know, if you know, after I'm done with my wings and my ribs, if I'm not going to the bathroom to, you know,
oh, I know,
degrease.
Yeah. Most people just have a mound
of
paper towels because you just, I mean, you can't, I always tell people anything that's delicious is going to be messy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
And this is a finger food.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, best wings ever.
with sauces that it might come with and sauces you're adding.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Now, then you have your hush puppies up here. You call them moose nuggets, though.
Oh, yeah.
Those, people really like those.
Yes. Yes, they do. Those ones, I don't know if I've ever been a fan of hush puppies. But after trying the moose nuggets, they're actually pretty good.
Then I always think we're just looking at your appetizers. I've always thought your onion rings are probably the best in town.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're thick.
Yep.
They have your own coating on it. They're good to go. You can dip them in different sauces, ketchup, or you can get it with your blue cheese or your other sauces there.
Oh, yeah.
So
actually the...
Your ranch, you know, I like dipping it in ranch too.
Yes. Those are a lot of those, all of our sauces are actually made in-house. So to find something that's that delicious, our chicken taco Thursdays actually came along.
We were going to get to that.
Okay.
We're going to get to that after what my buddy Rob turned me on to. Every time I go there with Rob, he's got to get your deep fried pickles.
Oh my goodness. Those are another addicting.
Yeah. And you know, first, what are you, you know, what?
Yeah.
But you know, you have one or two mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're realizing you're not stopping.
You know, it's the sour ranch sauce. Yep, that's probably my favorite.
And I've also, it's like an equivalent if you like the chip, what is it now? You can get the potato chip that has the salt and your vinegar and salt.
Oh.
It's an equivalent to that. Salt and vinegar, yeah. Really good. It's an equivalent. If you like that, you're going to love your deep fried pickles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are actually that between the wings and the deep fried pickles, those are the two of the most addicting foods I started eating when I first started working there.
Then on, let's go to Thursday. You
know. Finally.
The tacos, the pork tacos.
So Thursday is actually the pork tacos has always been part of our menu.
Yeah.
And then we had a bunch of regulars that were subbing out the pork for chicken.
Yeah.
It was just pulled chicken.
You go either way.
Yes. And they were ordering them so much that they were like, you guys need to make this part of your specials. So we finally decided to make chicken tacos part of our specials on Thursdays. So it's just the pulled chicken with melted cheese on a tortilla.
Yeah.
And then some salsa. Very simple, but between the smoked chicken flavor that you get, and then
you don't need to dab it up with a lot of condiments.
Mm-mm. No, but definitely my favorite thing to do.
And what type of sauce? No, not sauce. What do you serve it on? The corn tortilla.
So we started with the corn tortillas and then moved into flour ones. And
okay.
Actually, we have some regulars that come in that get them, instead of having them deep fried, they like them just grilled.
Yeah, I'm that way.
Yeah.
On the corn tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, very delicious. And actually, I was going to say one of my favorite ways to eat that is with some of our chicken buffalo sauce.
Why? I knew that, Coco. Of course.
There's no other way to eat it.
Yeah, there are. But that's, and what do those cost a piece? $1.50 too?
Yep. All of our specials are $1.50 a piece.
And, you know, your rib night, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely.
That's usually a city holiday in Fairbanks, rib night.
You know, it really is. We get so many regulars coming in for those.
It's so easy to say, let me take a 10-pack to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then you get your box and you take your slices out and then you're gone.
Yep.
It's so easy to take home.
Yeah, and they're just giant.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I'll have a beer too, you know, and you'll say hello to the homies and people that I've known all my life, or people that saying I'm jealous because you're getting a 10 ribs and I'm not. Hey, you're the dumb one, not me. you better get a brain, Scarecrow. What the heck?
Yeah, definitely our Rib Tuesdays, which actually we've had people petition us to change the Rib Tuesdays to Thursdays so we can have Taco Tuesdays. That would never fly with our regulars.
No.
Ever.
No. You know, Taco Tuesday actually in Fairbanks started with my dad.
Really?
He had Pike's Landing in the late 70s. He maybe about 1980, he put in a kitchen there, not to sell food out of, but what he would do is he had Taco Tuesdays. He had Spaghetti Thursdays and it was free food. And then he would give his regulars lunches. You know, you come in there and build your own sandwich and have a soup, homemade soup. Mm-hmm. So that's where Taco Tuesday started that I know of. My first one was my dad.
Yummy.
Yeah. And now, you know, the tea and the tea. But not for you guys. No, I'll let everyone else do Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
We will do it on Thursday because you got to have more than this one night of special tacos in a week.
That's true.
Who doesn't like a taco?
I have not met a single person that doesn't love tacos.
Ready for a phone call?
Ready.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Hi, Dave. It was Roy Schmidt that started cooking at Pike's there, I remember, a long time ago.
But yeah, Roy.
Yeah, and Schmidt, yeah. Remember, Gary's the one that bought that house from me.
Wow, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, Pike's Landing in the 70s and 80s was something else.
Where do you want the boat now?
Well, airboats were popular back then, too.
Yeah. Well, Rattles, too. Shout out to Rattles is what I call the good advertisement for Big Daddy's there. I like that, yeah. Like your show on Friday and stuff, music.
Appreciate it. You take care, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Peace.
Yep. Yeah. One of the homies from Pike's Landing.
One of the homies.
I know. Also, you know, whenever, I shouldn't say whenever, my favorite burger in town, one of them is your mushroom Swiss cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to go wrong with any of our cheeseburgers, but the mushroom Swiss, that's special.
You probably start out with a half-pound patty, and by the time it's cooked down, it's about, you know, 7 ounces versus the 8.
Yep. They're all hand-pressed, too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And, you know, you have your sautéed mushrooms.
Yeah. Now I'm getting hungry.
Well, you know. You just got to suck it up. You
know.
Take one for the team. You got 15 minutes before you're out of here.
Oh, I know.
You can last.
Go to the restaurant and get the cheeseburger.
Yeah. You can make it. You can make it. But you also, then you go into your traditional barbecue sauce, barbecue foods. You know, you have your pulled pork sandwiches, your pulled chicken sandwiches, things like that, before you get to your big barbecue plates.
Yep. So the Kansas City brisket plates, which is super popular. The pig out platter, which is enough to feed, you know, four people. I've actually only seen, in the last 5 years, I've seen a handful of guys tackle that thing by themselves.
Whenever I get it, there's a family with me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so hard to eat all of that food.
And then, you know, you have that prime rib sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. Funny story with prime sandwich, one of our regulars, Roger, who owns the Arctic IT shop.
Good friend of mine.
Yes. So a couple of years ago, we started ordering the prime rib sandwich as one of our favorite meals, but we doctored up a little. You know, every restaurant has their own secret menu.
Yeah.
We renamed this one the Kojer, the Coco and Roger sandwich, and it's the smoked prime rib with Swiss and bacon on it. Probably one of the best things
That's
ever.
What I'm getting next. Then what I like to do is I like to take your au jus sauce, and I put in the au jus sauce your horseradish.
Yes.
So I get a spicy au jus, and I dip it.
Such a perfect way to eat the food.
It is. Fairbanks, we're going to leave you starving for a few minutes until we get back. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey Fairbanks, North Pole. There are burn rules and alerts to keep you, your neighbors, and your buddies safe and healthy on bad air days. A stage 1 alert means no burning without a waiver. A stage 2 alert means no burning unless you have a no other source of heat waiver. Remember, no burning until the alert is over. There's more info at fnsbairalert.com. A message from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Do you need health insurance for next year? Quality coverage is more affordable than ever. Talk with the United Way Healthcare Navigator to understand your new Affordable Care Act coverage options and expanded eligibility for savings. Call 211 or text GetCoveredAK to 898-211 to connect to free, local assistance. Enrollment is open now through January 15th. Protect your health and your financial security. Call 211 today.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 5 above today. Under sunny skies, winds out of the north, around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 23 below tonight. High of 12 below tomorrow. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for snow. Highs in the single digits above zero. 2 to 4 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here with Coco. And how do you pronounce that last name?
Fiorenzi.
Fiorenzi. Okay. What the heck? She's the manager of Big Daddy's. She's there during the prime time from 11 to 9. So you put in 10-hour days.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes, especially when it's busy, mostly in the summer. I actually end up living at the restaurant most of the time. But I love my job. And then in the summer or in the wintertime, I have a little bit more freedom. It's not quite as busy. And actually, my
What about for Christmas now?
With Christmas, I spend a lot of time Jen and I both do a lot of the catering orders, so it's communication, you know, the office work and stuff. So a lot of that stuff, which is kind of nice, I can do at home.
Oh, good.
So I don't have to be down at the restaurant quite as much. Actually, this last week, I think I was only there twice, which was kind of a nice little break.
Respite, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Then you have your dinners. Boy, you know, you have the Arkansas baby back ribs, fine. I'm a St. Louis spare ribs plate guy. I go that direction.
Yeah, that's actually, those are the ones we use for
rib night.
Tuesdays.
Yeah. And, you know, you have your Carolina pork plate. Oh, boy.
Yeah, hard to go wrong with that one. It's a classic.
And then there's the pig out platter again.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of everything.
There's a lot of everything.
A lot. You're right. It's a lot of
it. You know, even the sides. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half pitiful. So actually, funny story about the pig out platter. You know, all of my kitchen staff are trained on how to make all of these meals and what comes with everything. You know, mm-hmm. they spend some time learning. One of my cooks forgot or misunderstood that our pig out platter was a quarter pound of all the different meats. And he was making the pig out platters with a half a pound of all the meats. For a good, like, week, we were just sending out extra food for no reason. I was like, no!
Well, if you're gonna make a mistake, go big.
Oh, yeah.
Make it a big mistake.
Definitely what it was.
I know. And then something else that you do, you have your smoked sausage as an appetizer.
Yes. Yes. That is excellent in our mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a six-year-old meal.
But it's good.
It's good. It's
really good. And then you have your cowboy sundae.
Holy cow.
That was brought in by Harold, Big Daddy himself. He probably saw that out there in the world and said, that'll work in Fairbanks, and that works in Fairbanks.
Yeah, that's a couple meals.
How does a person, if they want to be employed by you, how do they go about that?
They come talk to me. Yeah, we actually
ask for cocoa.
Pretty much, yes. A lot of the times we get people coming in wanting just random, you know, whatever they can do, work. So far, my turnover rate is pretty low, which I really appreciate. You know, we're able to keep good people on the payroll. So that's worked out really well. We actually start bumping up staff closer to spring, summertime.
Yeah.
You know, I need more people there. And then my normal staff like to do their summer adventures. You know, you can't stay inside.
And also, you know, it's neat because you've got parking, right? Your own parking.
Oh, we have the most.
Yeah, for a restaurant in downtown Fairbanks.
Yeah, we're no
one is like you guys.
Yeah.
You have your own park. You have two parking lots.
Yes. Oh, I know. I love it. And actually, this last fall, we closed off the parking lot and did an outdoor movie.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was amazing.
What was the movie? Porky's?
You know, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
No, it was both Top Guns. So we closed off the parking lot. We'd actually closed it off the day before for the firefighters. They came down to do their annual bash.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yes. So then the following day, we did an outdoor movie. We just closed off the whole parking lot. We had a couple of warmers out there. And we had this giant inflatable 24-foot screen that we put up in the parking lot. It was actually a really cool, like, display. So I'm hoping to make that like a normal thing every fall.
Yeah. Did you get your liquor license transfer where you could have cocktails out there or beverages?
We did, actually. Yeah, we had a beer truck out there.
Yeah.
We had our food truck out there. It was a really good time. It was actually really nice. And, you know, we had a couple of small fire pits that people can kind of sit around and stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a lot of fun. So I'm hoping to do that again next year. I just haven't decided on the movie yet.
Porky's.
Well, there we go. We have our movie.
Well, just a thought. You know what the heck?
There we go.
Oh. So you're busy in the summer?
Very, actually. During the summer, we get a couple of buses that get dropped off right downtown.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get that huge influx of tourists that are coming in.
You're near the hotels. You get the walking.
Yep. Right within walking distance. And the nice thing is we've got that nice big smoker outside that creates that wonderful smoked meat smell downtown, and everyone just gets drawn right to the restaurant, so it's perfect.
So you're putting out the addiction.
Yes. Yep.
Temptation.
Yep. That was strategic.
Are you guys proud of yourselves for that?
Yes, we are.
I would be too. Yeah, I'd be using that early and often.
Oh yeah, it's actually been really cool. Watching all the tourists come in, because you get to know a lot of different people.
Yeah.
You know, and we make sure that our staff understands, you know, you're not just shuffling tourists in and out. You're kind of creating an environment where people want to come back.
Yeah.
So whenever they get back to Alaska, they first want to come down.
Or are they going to be telling people who are going to be traveling here?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we want. We want all of those people to come back. We want them to feel the friendliness of Fairbanks. So our staff does a really good job, I think, of representing our town.
So on Thursday, was just Bobby down there by himself doing that? Because that's a lot of man.
It was. Bobby is our rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job. So.
He gets everything done, then it's all finished off for each individual dish.
Yeah, and he does such a, I mean, his process is just so smooth and streamlined. He just makes it look so simple. I could never do it.
you know, people like him are few and far between.
Very true.
Thank goodness he got him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness Fairbanks has him available here.
Yep, for sure. We love him. We're thinking of making a holiday for him.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to go there. you can't because he can't be gone. You got to commit to Fairbanks, Bobby. Sorry. You got to commit to the good food.
Maybe it'll be a Sunday. We're closed on Sundays.
Are you open over Christmas?
No. We're going to be – Christmas is on a Sunday this year, right?
Sunday or Monday. Yeah. I think it's a Sunday.
Yeah. So we've after COVID, we closed Sundays.
Okay.
Just to make sure all of our staff knew they had at least one day off a week. Because they were really just going for a while. I mean, they were exhausted and tired and, you know, everyone was kind of getting grumpy with each other. So we decided, you know, one day a week.
Still closed on Sundays?
Still closed on Sundays.
What about in the summer?
In the summer, yeah. This last summer, we were still closed on Sundays. So, I mean, it's a nice reprieve.
Everyone needs a day off.
Everyone does need a day off, that's for sure. And Sundays has been a really nice, cool day to have off for everyone. They just kind of get to chill and relax. And then come back refreshed and ready to, like, kill it the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's what I'll be saying on the air, too. So, you love pasta. You like Italian cooking. What other styles of food do you like?
Well, barbecue, obviously.
Excuse me while I choke on that answer. Really? I wouldn't have known that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I have to my all-time favorite food is cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've looked at a lot of different places around town, a lot of the different restaurants. I have to say that Big Daddy's probably has the best cheeseburgers in town.
You know, you're top flight.
Yeah.
You know, and basically, I've never met a cheeseburger I didn't like as long as it's not ruined, you know.
That's true.
You know, shoe leather
cooked.
Oh, yeah,
no. Yeah, no, can't have that. But definitely, I think cheeseburgers is like my all-time favorite.
And the French fries.
And the French
fries.
And
the steak fries. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a perfect pairing, you know, like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I love pizza.
Pizza is really an interesting food because you can change the ingredients, and it's still amazing.
And I will at times put pineapple on my pizza.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes, I am. Yes, sometimes I am demented in life.
Oh, that's okay. I love pineapple on my pizza too, actually.
Okay.
I think a lot of people kind of like look down at that, and I think it's weird because pineapple is just one of those foods that kind of goes with a lot of things.
You know, my lady I work with, Marjorie, she sent me this joke. She knows I like pineapple on pizza. They showed like Joan of Arc being burned at the stake. And she goes, yes, I like pineapple on pizza. And it screamed out, witch, you witch.
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong
but
with pizza.
Yeah, but you can go to so many places now, and there's so many neat things on pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can have, like, normal pepperoni.
Pickles.
Pickles.
Yeah.
They make pizzas out of,
you know,
like,
white sauce, you know, chicken.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's such a versatile food.
You
can just throw so many different things on
like,
bread.
Like, what are you going to throw on a taco? What are you going to throw on a pizza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can make a taco pizza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely something. I love pizza. That's actually a really good point.
Well, Coco, I just want to say thank you for what you did for Fairbanks, the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, all those people you serve food to on Thursday.
Well, we love our town.
Yeah, it was great. Really appreciate it. And, you know, whenever I go into Big Daddy's, I'm always just enjoying it. The people, the staff, the food, the people who are there, it's just a great combination.
It really is. It's a great place to go.
You have a great day, Fairbanks. I will see you tomorrow. And Coco, thank you so much.
Thank you.